Do federal.gov websites need SEO? Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. If you've been following my tips for a bit, you might have picked up that I like helping federal.gov websites with their SEO. I created the digital marketing plan for healthit.gov, and I supported its organic traffic growth for 3 years with my team at Ketchum. And then I helped them recover from a traffic loss due to website transition a few years later while I was on my own running my own consultancy. I've also worked with National Cancer Institute, cancer.gov, and NOAA Fisheries, fisheries.noaa.gov. So I've picked up a bit of experience working with federal websites. One day I was posting advice about an issue in a Slack group, and another member got very upset that an SEO was assisting a .gov website. They thought it was a waste of taxpayer dollars. This, I believe, is completely an incorrect assumption. And I think it's based on the fact that a lot of people think federal websites can rank for their mission-focused topics without any help, or that Google gives .gov some kind of free pass when it comes to ranking in Google search. I'm here to say it's just not true. I know from personal experience and from talking to various Google reps that Google doesn't give any .gov boost, and they recently confirmed that high domain authority websites with backlinks don't guarantee high rankings. When healthit.gov launched, it was a brand new .gov website, and it needed to garner the same type of links and signals to rank as other websites did. Luckily, though, we were supporting the site with a national media campaign, but frankly, it still took about 4 years for it to rank for all of the top topics, and technical issues that occurred during its redesign resulted in traffic losses, just like a regular website. So on some of these federal websites I've worked with, I can see they don't rank for topics that they would like to, because the organic traffic competition for those terms they're right up against these corporations with 100 plus teams of SEOs working on perfecting and promoting the perfect content. Or the federal website doesn't have the subject matter expertise to rank for a specific topic, even though they want to. Oh, and don't get me started about some of the mobile apps I've seen. Federal sites have multiple levels of internal staff, outsourced development teams, often different consultants managing their social media promotion. Everybody knows that federal agencies tend to be slow to adopt new technologies or upgrade old ones. I can list the number of times I have seen Flash on sections of .gov websites that are currently not working. Anyway, and crawl issues due to parameters or faceted navigation or something blocking the robot text. I've seen crawl issues cripple federal servers just like other websites. They're ultimately these huge enterprise level sites, and they've got multiple stakeholders and writers. They definitely need SEO. And many of them haven't even determined what they should rank for. In my completely, completely biased opinion, I think they desperately need SEO support, because frankly, they have quality content that Google wants to reward with ranking, but they have never done SEO before, and so they don't have any strategy to get there, and oftentimes they have technical issues standing in their way. Frankly, our taxpayer dollars are paying for the generation of the research and content, and wouldn't you want it to be easily found by the American citizens that are looking for it? When you Google something that should be on a federal website, don't you want that federal website to appear? So anyway, the next time you hear someone say that .govs don't need help to work on their rankings or getting organic traffic to their sites, let them know it's just not true. And if you hear of anybody needing help with a federal .gov website, you can send them my way. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.